I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Last week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I mentioned that Georgettes was nominated to be on the program. Now, we talked about one half of Georgettes, that's the gift shop in the back of the building, but now we're going to talk about the other side, which is the coffee shop in the front of the building. But to know Georgettes, you first have to know Sunshine Communities. It was created in 1950 by a mommy couple who founded the organization so they could help other families care for their children with disabilities. This organization began Georgettes Coffee House in 2005, and just down the street they also opened Sunshine Studios, which offers art classes and event spaces.
Well, they are all underneath the umbrella of the vocational work sites for Sunshine, which means then that we employ individuals with disabilities in all of our sites.
That's Joan Campbell. She's the Vice President of Retail Services for Sunshine Communities. And as she just mentioned, Georgettes Crowns and Gifts and Sunshine Studios help to support employment for people with developmental disabilities.
We have 9 individuals that work at Georgettes. We have 23 that work at the Art Studio and 22 that work at .org. And the joy and the satisfaction that you get out of helping people learn a job skill and then grow in that job skill is something that you just couldn't get anywhere else.
Tiffany is one of those 9 employees who work at Georgettes. She's almost like a manager, looking out for the other 8 employees who work under her supervision.
Doing everything from cleaning to prep work to preparing lunches for people, making coffee drinks. We do it all here.
Tiffany has been working for Sunshine for 11 years. But before that, she had no prior experience working with individuals with developmental disabilities.
I've been with Sunshine now for 11 years. You know, when I first applied for Sunshine, I had been in the jewelry business for a long time, and it was something new for me, to, you know, a completely different type of work. And, you know, you go into a new job, and you're always like, what am I, you know, what is this going to be like? It's something different. And I loved it. I got hooked. The atmosphere is so much different. It really is like Cheers. You know, everybody seems to know everybody here. And, you know, you come in and I get so excited to see new people and they become friends. And they come back repeatedly and they get greeted and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful community around here.
Tiffany believes it's the people that she works with that makes the organization amazing. The people who work behind the scenes in development, but also the employees. Employees like Andrea, who's currently making coffee.
I make the coffee over here, and have a coffee comes over there. Do the latte from here. Today I made coconut chocolate latte today.
That sounds amazing.
that's the best. No, pumpkin latte is the best we have at this time. And
is that your favorite?
Yes.
Mark and Kathy also have a few favorites on the menu at Georgettes. They're regulars. They come to Georgettes about 4 to 5 times a week.
Well, I think they have a really great ministry here. The people are fantastic, and it's just easy to connect.
I think we've had some connection with Sunshine in the past, and I think when we saw Georgettes, we came in and thought, this is a great place. We got to keep coming back.
The customers of Georgettes seem to be just as diverse as the staff is. Sitting behind the table of Mark and Kathy are David and Corey.
I met Corey through an agency that, like I said, I have 10 patients. It's all how you treat people. And Corey is one special person in my life that we just were. He's my little brother. I'm his big brother. I don't play that staffing. He's just a part of my heart and my family. But
David is a construction worker by day. But in the rest of his hours, he works for an agency that helps supply support for individuals with developmental disabilities. David assists Corey in his day-to-day. Corey is blind, but still plays piano, likes to create art, and likes to eat at Georgettes.
He eats them grilled cheeses here like 3 times a week. And then when he's not working at school, I gotta come here, which today brung flowers because the way they treat him with the food and the hospitality and, you know, and it's just so, I mean, happy holidays. That's what brings everybody together, eating, joyful, taking care of people, treating them like you would want to be treated and give them love and gift out of your heart.
Like David mentioned, Corey came to the restaurant today to give flowers to a close friend who works at Georgettes, but also works with Corey at Sunshine Studios just down the street.
one of the friends that I'd worked with on 3 days a week at the art studio next door, we've really had the ability to connect with each other. What I want to close with in this episode on FM 91 is never let your disability change the life or the way you are. However, let your abilities shine, whether it be performing or whether it be as an artist. You will always get to wherever you are today.
What's your favorite restaurant you got?
Georgia's Grounds and Gifts.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.